For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Throughout the month of February, there are numerous events taking place at Arkansas State University that celebrate Black History Month. These events are open to the students and also open to the public. Telling us more is Assistant Director of Arkansas State University's Multicultural Center, Joshua Smith, and Multicultural Affairs Graduate Assistant, Sherita Johnson.
This year, Black History Month first is a national importance, has great significance to this nation. It tells us about our great history, the rich legacy that we have in this country. And this year on our campus, we're celebrating the Pan-African experience. So pretty much Pan-Africanism is the belief that the people of African descent have common interests and should work together to conquer prejudice and oppression worldwide. Essentially, so that's our theme this year. We're going to switch over from that. And our colors, which we have a nice, beautiful flyer all across our campus that kind of highlights some different things. And our colors for Pan-African is the red, black, and green. The red represents the blood, the black is unification, and the green is fertility, productivity, and prosperity. So that's our thing for this year.
Fantastic. So tell us about how this all kicks off and how things are going to be going on as we go throughout the month. You want to talk about that, Sherita, please?
Yes, I can. So we're going to start off the month by having the Black History Month kickoff that's going to take place in the Student Union. And basically with that event is we're just encouraging everyone to come out, kind of, you know, celebrate with us because the month is beginning. It's going to take place on February 3rd, and it's going to be from 11 to 1 in the open court area. We're going to have food, music, and just we're going to have a few trinkets and giveaways to give away to students that participate in trivia and just kind of celebrate the month beginning.
That's going to be fantastic. That's always a lot of fun to be able to see that. And getting the students involved, which, Joshua, is so important to be able to do for not only this event, but all events throughout the month.
Absolutely. And we have so many much more events. We have that event, which is the kickoff, and then we'll go straight into our Living History Museum, which is a really, really interesting event. So we're inviting students and community members to come on campus, and they're going to have an opportunity to have an interactive museum experience. So we have student volunteers, and they have dressed like some of these Pan-African figures that we kind of mentioned earlier, and they're going to be able to walk around and actually interact with some of our actors in their own little makeshift worlds. So it's going to be really, really interesting. We have different slots for that, so we're encouraging the community and our students and faculty, for everybody to come on out and do that. And the next one will be the Implicit Bias Conference. The Implicit Bias Conference is a conference that we're doing with the hospital here in town, St. Bernard's. And we're pretty much having a forum, again, open to the public, which you have to register for that. And then you would just come in and they talk about the different policies in hiring and from medicine to education to community organizing, all of that different things, and trying to cover our blind spots and some of our implicit biases.
Mm-hmm. And one of the events that I'm really excited about that's returning will be the Living Legends Breakfast that we have. This is the second annual one that we've put on, and what makes it so special is the fact that we get a chance to honor legends right here in our area that have made significant contributions to the local community and just abroad. This year we're honoring 5 legends from, I think all of them are from the Arkansas area, so it's going to be special. And that breakfast is going to be at the end of the month at 9 a.m. and it's invitation only, but we still look forward to highlighting them in our community.
That's going to be fantastic. And this is the second annual event, is that correct, of the Living Legends Breakfast?
Yes, yes, yes.
The idea for that is just phenomenal, just outstanding to be able to have something like that. I know one of my closest friends, Laganza Kale, he's going to be on there for this year, and some others are going to be there as well. Mm-hmm. So with that is so cool to see how you have so many amazing people that are doing great things, making impacts in the community. That is so important, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it really is. These are people who oftentimes are unsung heroes that are right here among us, and they're doing fantastic work. And we're so very happy that we get an opportunity to come in and just to highlight and give them their flowers while they can still smell them. And later on that same day of the Living Legends Breakfast, we're having seems to be a huge hit with all of our students. I'm getting students to talk to me all around campus, and it's going to evolve. It's going to continue with that theme of Pan-Africanism and Black innovation, but it really highlights all the artistic expressions of color folk in this country. So it's going to deal with art, music, dance, theater, model. It's going to be a who's who's event. So we're really, really excited about our students coming out and having fun and just getting to celebrate and having a great time. It's going to be an excellent way of ending out the month.
That's fantastic. Tell us about the Black Student Association and on campus. I know that you all do amazing work and really do a great job. Tell us about that and how you, I know because you always want more students to be involved in that. Kind of tell us about that if you don't mind, please.
Okay. Well, with the Black Student Association, they are in their 51st year of operating, doing events on this campus. So the things that they're going to be doing, they have a specialized week, and they have each night is going to be themed. From Monday to Friday, they're going to have various events that surround student mixers, faculty mixers. They're also going to have a movie night. They have a skating night. So they've really diversified their events this year to include all types of audiences for this year's event. And I think the thing that's the biggest, that's impressive with the BSA is the fact that they have worked so hard to be inclusive on our campus. And they've also done a great job reaching out to the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so all those events are going to be taking place. That particular week is February 23rd through the 28th.
Yes.
And so everyone can get involved in those kinds of things. I'm kind of taking a look at some of the list of things that are going on. Mm-hmm. You've got church going on at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on that Sunday. And you've got the Red Wolf Center. You've got Like Mike versus Roll Bounce and Cascade.
Yes.
From 5 to 8. Yeah. Tell us about that. I mean, all these events going on this week is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. They're really bringing a lot of fun to the event. I think a lot of times we get bogged down with the history and it can seem like it's stiff. People think history is stiff and stagnant, but it's really alive, and it's a lot being written nowadays. So we want you to enjoy the month, and I think BSA is going to make sure that we enjoy the month.
And how about this, the speech on hearing race and region in popular music? That's coming up Monday, February the 24th, 3 to 5 in the AAC Museum Auditorium. Carl Hagstrom is going to be here with that. That's exciting.
Yes. I mean, so obviously we are nestled in the Mississippi Delta.
Yeah.
So this is a very rich area. We have a lot of great history right here. So I think by the museum putting on this event, it's going to bring some of that rich history that's right here in this area and talk about language that we probably know all too well in this area. So I'm really, really excited about hearing that speaker in that day.
So is there anything that we have not mentioned that y'all want to add in to talk about Black History Month and the things that are taking place here at Arkansas State University?
Well, I'll mention also just a soul food dinner that's also if you're interested in eating, which I'm sure you are, and you want to have a great meal that night, please don't hesitate to come out. You're gonna have a great fellowship, great food, and there's so much history in the food, so it's gonna be a great time there. But most importantly, I want us to take this opportunity to learn something new, to embrace the history that we have in this nation, and just for us to enjoy each other's company for sure.
Shrita?
Okay, and I was going to add, in part of Black History Month, since we are celebrating Pan-Africanism, there is a contest that we're doing through the History Makers. I serve as the brand ambassador for that. And it's a database that we have on our A-State campus. And what we're doing is we're encouraging students to participate by showcasing their written work, spoken work, or artistic work for what Pan-Africanism means to them. And at the end of the month, we're going to pick five winners from the three different categories. And what they're going to do is they're going to base their work on the videos of the oral archives that's found at our A-State Library in the History Makers Digital Archive. So that's something that we are doing this year that's going to be, I think it's going to be fun. And it's also going to be a learning experience for the students because they're not only getting a chance to showcase their artistic talents, but they're also getting a chance to learn in the process.
And that's what it's all about. Yes. It's definitely learning and all that. And one thing I really can't wait for, I mean, all of these are going to be fantastic. I really can't wait to see that living, the living history that you were talking how they're interacting with students there at campus. And students really enjoy that part of it by way of kind of getting involved and being able to talk and kind of learn that way about, you know, the struggles that still go on, the struggles that took place, but the struggles that still are going on, and how we can work together to overcome some of those struggles.
Absolutely. And I think that that's going to be a great opportunity for those conversations to come back to the forefront and for those conversations to happen.
Some of those conversations are difficult to be able to start.
Yeah.
So I guess the question that I have is how do we start those conversations? How can we start, you know, kind of bridging some of the gap in that takes place, you know, in our community, you know, the A-State community, because we're more inclusive than we used to be, I would think, but we still have a long way to go. Right. So how do we do that? How do we start those conversations and start bridging that gap together?
I think those conversations start by having open and honest dialogue, but also having dialogue where it is a safe space to have those discussions, because like with the history of African American and just history in America in general, it's not all roses, obviously, but we're in a space now where I believe that we can come together, we can talk, whether it be in a forum, whether it be in just small, you know, gatherings where you start with the facts, and then you just go from there. We can start those conversations by collaborating with different community leaders that are passionate about talking about those subjects, and also just influencing a new generation of people that choose to make change.
Yeah, well said. I think even to add on to that is it's just realizing that you're not going to unpack everything, but the reality is that you must do some of this work. You can't push this off on someone else. Is that this is a conversation that we have to mature, use our maturity, and just try to engage with the most part. This is something that's very important. It impacts every aspect of our lives, and it impacts how we see ourselves and how we see the world around us. And we're much, much better and much, much wiser if we can take an opportunity like this month presents us and use it for us to do some really holistic development for ourselves and for our community and for our posterity. So what we're doing on this campus is so very important. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to share this across your radio station. And this is a very, very important work. And if we can all come together and realize, hey, okay, this should happen throughout the year for sure. But if conversations can start now around this time of year that kind of foster these type of conversations that we need to have, so desperately need to have in our history, in our nation right now, then this will be, it'll be worth it, everything we're doing.
Now, this is not just open to the campus community, but this is open to the public in general, all these events, is that right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, with the exception of the living breakfast.
Because that's by invitation.
That's invitation, mm-hmm. Yeah. But everything else is open.
And there
are tons of things that are going on.
Yes, come on over.
Very good. That sounds great. Now, if people want more information on this and they just kind of want to see line by line kind of what's going on, of course, we'll have it here on our website as well. But how do people get a hold of you all if they want more information or they want to get involved?
Oh, perfect. So on our if you're on campus or in the surrounding area, you'll see this beautiful flyer with the Sankofa bird on it. Sankofa bird is a Ghanaian bird. It has said you're flying in the future, but you're looking back. But that on that flyer, at the bottom of that flyer, there's a link to all of the events that are going to be happening on campus. So I encourage you to go on that link. But also, if you don't have the privilege of seeing the flyer, just go to our website, the Multicultural Affairs, ASU Multicultural Affairs, and all of our connections and extensions are there. And feel free to call or send an email, and we'll get you plugged in.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Sharita, please?
Not that I can think of, other than that we're the only other thing that we're going to be doing in the center is we'll be featuring some social media posts on our social media site, which is another way we're trying to engage the students on Instagram. We are going to feature our different leaders of Pan-Africanism and mm-hmm. the Pan-African movement on our social media each day during the month of February.
Fantastic. Thank you both for coming up.
Well, thank you for
please come
us.
Back anytime.
Okay.
Yeah. Love to be able to do that, to be able to tell people about what's going on. And for students who may be listening and they're not part of the of this organization, the Black Student Association, or any association that you all have, how do students get involved? What can they do to find a place? Because sometimes that might be some of the things that they're like, okay, I'm here, especially new students. I'm here. I don't know how to fit in. I don't know where I fit in and all that. How do people start?
Come to the events. Come to the events. We'll make sure that we'll have liaisons and the community will be there and express those desires. But also, we have a beautiful facility on the third floor of the Student Union building called the Multicultural Center. Come by anytime. We have all of our organizations that you could possibly think of that you may want to be interested in. That's a great place for you to come and ask questions.
And another note that I want to add is when students have expressed interest in volunteering, we have a volunteer link on our website as well. When you go to the Multicultural Center, you can send in direct emails and they come to our center. And if you just express that you are interested in volunteering for our organization or for one of our events, they're more than welcome to do that as well.
It's Joshua Smith and Sharita Johnson. More information on Black History Month festivities can be found on our website at kasu.org. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.